We've now heard from three countries, Lebanon, Spain, and the UK, about the employment situation there. Justin Fox, your Time Magazine's economics columnist, put this into a wider global context for us. Can you give us a snapshot of how the global economy is faring overall today, Labor Day?
Well, I mean, obviously there are lots of signs that the worst is over, that we may be in a recovery. But in the context of Labor Day, it's usually the employees who find out last about these recoveries. They show up in financial markets first, and unemployment rates are usually lagging indicators. So just on this sort of globe-wide scale, there are a lot of good economic signs. Almost none of them are in the employment numbers.
Mm.
I mean, Canada actually had an increase in employment last month, but there's not a whole lot of that going on outside of this handful of countries like China and India that have kind of cruised through this whole downturn mostly untouched.
Right. And why is it different in Canada, for example?
There are various theories. The biggest one is Canada did not have a big financial problem. And that's what, I mean, the United Kingdom and Spain, they've had financial crises as bad or worse than the U.S. I mean, Spain's housing bubble makes ours look, well, not tame, that's an exaggeration, but it was pretty spectacular. And so a country that didn't have a financial crisis, a housing bubble to work through, you know, it's not going to have as bad a recession. Also in Canada, it's a very commodities-driven economy, and so now that commodities prices have begun to recover some, that helps as well.
There are distinct places, sort of patches across the planet that have similarities, economically speaking. How radically different from region to region is the employment scene right now?
Well, I mean, one thing that's happened is countries that are really heavily dependent on manufacturing exports, and that's Asian countries like Japan or South Korea or Taiwan, but it's also Germany to a great extent. They all got just utterly hammered in terms of economic growth. I mean, they've had sharper recessions than the U.S. has, but for the most part haven't laid everybody off yet because they're all just sort of hoping it's this temporary thing and the global economy will get going again. I mean, one thing that's interesting that's happened is the U.S. over the past 15 or 20 years has always had substantially lower unemployment rate than the European Union. Right now, we're just about even.
As other countries around the globe emerge, or at least might seem to be emerging from their recessions, how does that affect the U.S. economy?
It helps for the most part. The negative is that it increases demand for commodities, and while we are exporters of some big commodities like corn, we're also a huge importer of the biggest commodity of them all, oil. So in that sense, it sort of slows things down a little bit here. But, I mean, one positive sign in the U.S. economy has been the manufacturing sector. Most signals are that it's now on the growth path again. And a significant part of that is demand from overseas for sort of high-end U.S. manufactured products.
We do talk a lot about global competition these days. As economies come out of this recession, will countries with similar economic situations actually help each other get out of this mess, at least until they can get steady again, and then would competition presumably resume?
Well, competition is there all the time. At one level, China's ability to sort of keep chugging through this downturn has helped the world economy. It's definitely helped keep things from being as bad as they would be otherwise. But I think from the Chinese perspective, it's also this great competitive statement that, you know, here we are, we're still growing, we are now an utterly indispensable global economic power.
Justin Fox, Time Magazine's economics columnist. His new book is The Myth of the Rational Market. Justin, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.